Took 5 years, but now he gets the opportunity. So I want to ask you, I'll ask everybody else, if you got, I think you guys know the number, but if you don't, 216-474-0092. Also use the Coming In Hotline on the free Odyssey app. Hopefully you're taking it easy on the way into work today. If you got to work, hit the Coming In Hotline on the free Odyssey app. It's right next to the Listen Live button. Who should have the power to make this decision about quarterback? Should it be Andrew Bay? You're going to have to pick one of them. I know a lot of you are going to want to say neither. Fine. Who should make the decision? Should it be Andrew Berry or should it be Kevin Stefanski? I'll tell you that here in a moment. First, 92.3 The Fan, we're looking for a winner. Enter the word moment, M-O-M-E-N-T, 92.3thefan.com. By 10 a.m., you got an hour to get registered to win a pair of tickets to the 25th Greater Cleveland Sports Awards on February 6th at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. It's all from the Greater Cleveland Sports Commission and Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. The word again is moment. Enter it at 92.3thefan.com. Good luck.
So which options are you giving me again?
Which one do you trust to make the decision, biggest decision here?
And
because according
Callie
to
Brownson's
Jason...
gone. I think I'm going with Kevin Stefanski in this situation.
Do you trust Kevin?
I mean, he's definitely lost some trust. He's definitely lost a little bit of trust.
Well, I think
given
so.
What's happened.
Because it's weird. Jason says, well, you know, 3-14, you're going to have to answer for it. Okay, yeah, you're going to have to answer for it. By picking the future quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
Why have you lost trust in him to pick the quarterback?
Though? I think overall.
Because he's never gotten to do that,
yeah,
right?
Well,
we
never know, Owen, how much input these guys
have. Of course, I do
it's
tell
a
Jason.
Collaborative
that,
effort, Anthony. I can answer that
And
right
it could
away.
Be a collaborative effort to make excuses for people. I have called the man the Culligan man over the last so many years here.
They are thought partners, as has been... This has been foretold very often. So, look, you're giving me options that, just like the quarterback situation, where, what, do I have to pick the lesser of two evils? I don't think Kevin Stefanski became dumb overnight. And I don't think Andrew Berry is dumb. I just obviously want Andrew Berry to draft better. And I obviously think they're going to need him to draft better. But we have to talk about how this team is going to get out of this mess. Well, the way it gets out of this mess is by coming up with a solution at quarterback. What are the ways to get to that solution? Well, you could go the trade route or free agency or whatever, but that's going to land you your bridge quarterback. That still is not going to solve this issue. Hey, Minnesota had a bridge quarterback this year. It was spectacular for them until it wasn't the final 2 weeks of the year. Right now, I would say probably Baker Mayfield was a bridge quarterback, but he's played so well that he's their starter. He's still, I don't think Baker's going to be there in 6 years, but right now he can do the job. He's going to be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a Baker Mayfield available? I hate to use that.
Oh, I'll have my day about that. It ain't going to be this morning.
But who would that be right now? So if
Sam Darnold will probably be your Baker Mayfield.
Okay. Yeah. How would that work out? Because they could franchise him. And now he has some value because he just put up 14 regular season wins.
But I'll tell you this: if we're going to talk about what are you talking about, Sam Darnold?
Yeah.
If it's the best of what I can pick, then I'll take the Sam Darnold. But I'm going to be thinking the whole time. And I know coulda, woulda, shoulda, and it was a different time in 2021. I understand that, but damn it, you know they both kind of shrink in the big moments. Except Baker just tries too hard in the big moments. Sam Darnold sees ghosts and disappear. Baker just tries to force balls and gets picked off and makes and has fumbles. But you can't say I shouldn't say he shrinks in the big moment. He just fails in the big moment. But he doesn't shrink like a violet. Sam shrinks. So, hey, we can win a lot of games and we'll save jobs. What am I going to do week 18 when it's time to make the playoffs and we got to beat Pittsburgh in week 18 to make the playoffs? Because I can't, I'm sorry. History tells me I can't count on Sam. But you know what? I'd love to get to that moment because I've told you several times. I got to get back to 500. That's where I got to go. You get back to somewhere around 500, then we could talk turkey. We might be in the same problem Tampa Bay is right now. I'd love to have those problems. But if we're talking about trusting people to draft people, I don't know. I mean, good God, that's fish in a barrel to me. I guess I got to trust Kevin. You trust Andrew to pick the quarterback? But if I pick Kevin, you're not going to be excited.
So what's the resume right now?
Because I think I know what they're going to do if they do pick Kevin.
What's Andrew Berry's...
Or if Kevin does have the choice.
What's his resume for the most important position in sports right now?
Kevin's?
No, Andrew Berry.
He came in after they drafted Baker.
Yep.
Then it, I mean, he, we know that he put the ideas in everybody's head to go after Deshaun Watson. Oh God! Well, after that sentence, forget it.
Yeah, but oh wait, wait.
I yield my time.
No, hold on. That was not a gotcha moment, as Jason Lloyd said earlier in the show. Nobody could deny that on the field, Deshaun Watson was at parts during points of his career top five, top seven quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So that was widely held belief. That was now some people. Definitely argued with me and said, well, these are empty calorie stats. He was losing in these games or whatever. But you couldn't deny that the talent was there and that there was a higher ceiling. That's what everybody was thinking at the time. That's why so many teams went after a guy willing to take the baggage on that came with Deshaun Watson. So I want to make it seem like Andrew Berry's an idiot for wanting Deshaun Watson.
Uh-huh.
Because then there were a lot of idiots. There were a lot of idiots around the NFL.
Oh, there were 12 other quote-unquote idiots.
And there would have been more. There would have been more.
I don't want to call people
the
idiots.
The only reason it was capped at 12 was because other teams had quarterbacks. You weren't going to, and in better situations than we were at that point where it was unraveling.
I don't know if it was better situations, but they probably didn't know enough about the current quarterback that they had. I mean, if I go back to...
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
2021, and go back to some of those quarterbacks who ended up going belly up. And maybe some other teams might have been in a position now, to go after him.
Do you hold DTR against Andrew Berry?
Yeah, why the hell not?
Well, just because he was a fifth round pick, and you're throwing darts at that point, right? You're throwing darts late in the draft. Every team does.
I know he played a lot of college football, which flies in the face of what I like about taking a guy later on. I don't really love taking guys later on, but if I do, it's like, okay, he played a lot of college football. Do you believe that DTR has gotten any better as a professional quarterback over the first couple of years?
Is that on Kevin?
Is that on... Okay, fine, but do you think it's lack of trying for Kevin? Of course, the first two times he was out there during his rookie year, as Nick says, and it's hilarious, he was surprised to be there. So that makes things a little bit difficult. But yeah, you picked him. You wear it. You could have taken another guy in the fifth round, and he could have been a contributor on special teams. I mean, hell, you took Isaiah McGuire. Isaiah McGuire has turned into a nice player. He was fourth round. He was a special teams guy. Isaiah McGuire's turned into a nice enough player. If Mike Hall could stay healthy and out of trouble, Mike Hall could be a very nice player, but he was a second-round pick. You know, we keep making the, well, he hasn't had a first-round pick. Well, yeah, why hadn't he had a first-round pick? So I have to hold that against you. But I'll tell you this. Once I say this, it's fish in a barrel. It's going to be a slam dunk, Kevin Stefanski. I do believe that if Kevin has the power, as Jason is saying, you will go and you will get Kirk Cousins. Okay, that's not going to make anybody excited. You will trade out of the number two pick. You will trade down. You will amass some assets. I don't know how many. And then you'll go and you'll get, like, Jackson Dart. Some people are saying, Ken, why not Will Howard? Fine, whatever. But more than likely, the guy who has the highest upside is Jackson. The higher upside is Jackson Dart. You'll go and try to make a play for Jackson Dart, who will probably shoot up the draft board because this draft class isn't that great. Now, I have my concerns. I told you, the game against, I highlight, you got to watch his entire seasons, not just sit there and watch what he did against Duke. He made some great plays against Duke. Made one throw that was incredible against Duke. But in his entire career, I've seen a lot more trying to throw a touchdown on every pass. Well, who the hell did that this last year? Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Well, who has the higher upside? I'd imagine Jackson Dart. So you're going to have to work with him and calm him down and tell him, we do not need to do this. We need to go on the intermediate. That's what we need to do. So that's what I'm guessing. I'm not convinced. There's a lot more to go. It's only January 16th. That's what I'm guessing they're going to do. If Kevin is the one in charge, as Jason says, and he's knocking it out of the park right now, yeah, you're going to have Kirk Cousins. We're going to have ourselves some leftover pot roast and some instant mashed potatoes, corn, green beans. We'll do that for the first 8 weeks of the season. We'll see where we're at. And then maybe by that time, we'll go out and we'll get ourselves some nice pizza and we'll get some Jackson Dart in there and see how he goes. And by the end of the year, we'll find out whether or not guys keep their jobs or not. And if we're by 500, maybe we'll have a lot of faith in Jackson Dart. And the people who are sending me pictures of him photoshopped in Browns uniforms, you guys can do champions pose and everybody will be excited. Or they will fall flat ass on their face. All these guys will be gone. The front office, the head coach, everybody will be gone. Paulie Podesta ain't going anywhere because, I don't know, you keep telling me he just makes everybody money. So that's the end of that. I'm not going to argue for that. But they'll all be gone, and then we can start talking about guys in the 2026 draft. A nice Carson Beck. I ain't convinced that Arch Manning's going to just be out and ready to go. They could always go back to the Manning family. 216-474-0092. Let me ask Connor and Lorraine. Connor, I want to ask you, who do you trust more right now? Who do you want to give the power to? Is it Andrew Berry or is it Kevin Stefanski to make this decision?
I mean, Kevin Stefanski's got more experience working under developed quarterbacks. Right. I mean, he worked with Kirk Cousins in Minnesota. Am I wrong?
Yep, he did.
You know, they had a good game, a good scheme there.
Let me share this with me here, or and like to go with me on this. Kirk was already developed in a way. I mean, he was a veteran by the time he went to Minnesota. Remember, he started with Washington.
Right, but I don't think he was that good in Washington. I mean, he sat behind RG3, and then RG3 got injured, and then they double drafted that year. It was a mess. All right. I don't think he was great.
Yeah, I'm bogging you down. Go ahead. Yeah.
And he became what I think a system quarterback when he went to Minnesota. He tried to be a system quarterback in Atlanta, didn't work. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Baker worked with Kevin. He developed him, kind of, I guess, in a way. You know, obviously didn't work out because, you know, we went after the Predator. But at the end of the day, I think I would give more faith into Kevin.
All right, Connor, thank you very much for the call. That's all I asked. I mean, which one do you want to be in charge? They're all staying. Who do you want to be in charge of the decision? I got to tell you, if I were Jimmy and I'm not letting anybody go, then, I don't know, you already taught me into one thing. I think I'm going to go with Kev on this one, bud.
And, I mean, look, if people are upset about that, then if things blow up the way that a lot of people are anticipating they will, then does Kevin even make it through the year anyway? And then you're starting over with a new quarterback the next year.
In so many ways, and I know we got to go here because I want to bring in George at 920. Jimmy is, except we don't have billions of dollars, Jimmy's a lot like us. I can promise you to my dying day, if I go out there and I get hit by a bus, you will know that I know that Jimmy Haslam wants to win football games. He's obsessed with it. So he wants everything we do. Well, you can't fire the fans, and Jimmy Haslam's not going to fire himself. So if you are a person who says no to Shedeur Sanders, you don't want the circus. No to Cam Ward, you just don't like Cam Ward. All right, if you're Jimmy, you're sitting there thinking, hey, I don't got to deal with the circus. You'll trade down. You'll get me Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is fine. Roast beef, mashed potatoes. We'll bring in this Jackson Dart kid. Ole Miss, I know SEC football. Okay, you can talk me into that. We'll see if this kid works out, and if not, hell, I'll let you all go, and then I'll bring in other people, and then we can go out and we can get our big-time quarterback and start this thing anew. Ain't going to make me any more friends with the fan base, but still want the same thing. It would be Kevin.